Over the past few decades, women have blown through the glass curtain in politics around the world, and many countries have had female prime ministers, presidents, even dictators, coming from all classes and backgrounds. But recorded history shows a different pattern to women in power. The ones who did lead and did effect change were all of royal blood, with one major exception, Joan of Arc, daughter of peasants, who for a brief moment was the most powerful and beloved figure in France, and led French forces to a monumental victory and gave them a king. History also tells us that Joan's mother, Isabel, was an extraordinary woman in her own right. By looking at Joan's life through the lens of her family, and her mother in particular, playwright Jane Anderson has written Mother of the Maid, directed by Jason Minidakis, at Marin Theatre Company through December 15th. The play opens as Isabel lets the audience know what life was like in a small village in 15th century France. The Hundred Years' War was taking its toll on the local population, and women were lucky if one or two children survived infancy. With this background, the story starts, and we learn that Joan has been having visions of St. Catherine, who told her she'd fulfill a prophecy to put the Dauphin on the throne and drive the English out of France. Using modern language and often breaking the fourth wall, playwright Jane Anderson is trying to bridge the gap between life 6 centuries ago and today in order to tell Isabel's story and that of her family in a way that makes it seem less foreign and strange, and to show not only where Joan of Arc got her strength, but how extraordinary her mother truly was. Sherman Fraser gives a powerful performance as Isabel, fierce, compassionate, and unyielding. Scott Coopwood is stolid as Joan's skeptical father Jacques, a foil to both Isabel and Joan, and in many ways a realist. But still, there's something missing here. Maybe it's because Rosie Hallett as Joan can't quite embody the rock star vibes her character must have had. Or maybe it's that 15th century thought processes just don't translate to our modern minds. Or maybe it's because by trying to remain close within the confines of the historical record, this story of Joan of Arc, a woman who flew to the metaphorical moon, stays clearly earthbound. Mother of the Maid by Jane Anderson plays at Marin Theatre Company through December 15th. For more information, you can go to marintheatre.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theatre for KPFA.